I'm Maura Bennett with California Ag Today. Solving the problem of food waste is a complicated issue that must involve everyone from growers to processors to retailers to restaurants and individuals at home. For this series, we've been speaking to Ned Spang, a UC Davis Assistant Professor of Food Science and Technology. Spang and colleagues recently published a study explaining the complex nature of food waste around the world. In talking with food growers around California to find out what are some of the drivers of food loss and waste on the farm, Spang says they found a disconnect between the uncertainties that growers experience and the almost sure certainty that consumers have come to expect at the grocery store.
There might be times where a tomato that's perfectly edible is left in the field because it's not the right size or shape or color, because ultimately there isn't a demand for that tomato at the end of the line. Another reason might be that the price has fallen for tomatoes. And so all of a sudden, the grower who, planted those tomatoes now can't really afford to send out a harvest crew and lose money getting that tomato into the marketplace.
And in fact, Spang's research found that in some cases, it's better to leave food on the farm rather than harvest it and have it be lost or wasted further down the supply chain, either because it was overripe or there was no demand for it anyway, because you would just be investing more resources into a product that will still be lost into the waste stream.
I'm Maura Bennett. Thank you for listening to the Ag Information Network of the West.